Good morning, everyone. This is Dave York, District Conservationist for the Cass and Audubon County NRCS offices with this week's USDA report. Well, summer is in full swing now, and we've kind of wound down our spring construction work through our EQIP and state cost share programs. Appreciate everyone's work and through our EQIP and state cost share programs. Appreciate everyone's work in getting things done and wrapped up. I can really say that we're going into fall with pretty much a clean slate, not very many projects headed or carried over into the fall. So I appreciate everybody's work in getting that done, staying on top of things, and really doing a good job of working together. We also got our EQIP program going on, and the contract's obligated there. And again, I appreciate everyone who was able to come in and get their signatures and documents to us in a timely fashion. We're going to have some really good projects scheduled in the coming months. Believe it or not, we do have folks that are really starting to make plans for this fall's conservation work. If you've got a contract with NRCS and the EQIP program, or perhaps you've got a funded state cost share application, or will have one with the Soil and Water Conservation District, you'll need to keep your project on schedule and make sure that work's getting done timely. Get in contact with those conservation contractors if you haven't done so already. If you do run into problems keeping your work on schedule, do not hesitate to contact our office, and we'll be happy to work with you as much as we possibly can. And speaking of that EQIP program, there are excellent opportunities to cost share on projects folks who have pasture or livestock as part of their operations. We can help producers better utilize those pasture acres by providing assistance on fencing or watering systems or interseedings, and that's just to name a few practices that we can help with. All of this begins with conservation planning, and now is a great time to sit down together and talk about those objectives you might have and the resource concerns that you want to treat on your farm. Don't hesitate to stop by our office at any time and fill out an application and begin that process, or maybe you just want to visit with us about any questions. And that concludes this week's USDA report. This has been Dave York, District Conservationist with the Natural Resources Conservation Service, wishing everyone a safe and enjoyable 4th of July holiday.